8:25 Thursday, November 16th. Have us on all day, every day. We got Sheena after 10, right?
Yep.
Lovely little Sheens. And, of course, our very own Ryan Seacrest, Brent Black. Maz and James, close it all out. Hey, Rossi, your dad, tell us.
Yeah, so there's a hotel on the Palm Jumeirah who are doing a competition. Search for Santa Claus.
Right.
You have to come over to Dubai. You get your hotel accommodation. You get your flights for you and another person, maybe Mrs. Claus.
Right.
Because obviously Santa sometimes needs some helpers
in the run-up to Christmas. The real Santa needs helpers, doesn't he, Big Rossi?
Yeah, so obviously he gets like some other helpers to help out.
Yeah.
So this hotel is offering this amazing deal, but you've got to do a bit of work. You've got to be the Santa for the hotel, you know, go down, visit the brunches,
put up
the decorations and look after the musical choir.
They're flying the person in and they're putting up in the beautiful hotel.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
My dad's retired. My mum is a carer.
What did your dad do before he retired?
He's done a lot of jobs, but he was a greeting card salesman for many years. Then he started working in a college as a school liaison officer.
Hold on, what's a greeting card?
Like greeting cards.
Hallmark, you know, like...
He wrote the things in the letters.
No, he sold them.
I thought he went around the shops. Oh, that's it. What a hustler.
Yeah, he was a hustler, yeah. He didn't have much money. He hasn't got much money. He's retired now. And my mum looks after elderly people as a carer.
Aww.
So,
turning into a sympathy story.
They've got no money.
What's wrong with you? You turned this into a really sad...
got no money. I've got no money.
Rossi's parents need food.
No, guys, no.
Don't do that again.
Well, true. That's how you started. I thought this was a good, funny story.
I thought we were just talking about Santa Claus.
My dad's retired and got no money. Mum looks after elderly people. He needs money, so he's going to be Santa Claus here in Dubai.
So yesterday...
I'm sure they're loving this.
Yeah,
so yesterday... Sorry, Mum and Dad.
Yeah.
I called them to break the news. Thanks for reminding me. That Big Bob has been... He's been whittled down to the final two.
Wow.
There's him and there's someone else.
Okay.
So I got a message from the hotel.
Okay, so Rossi's now called his dad here to break the news to him. Have a listen. We've recorded the phone call.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey, is that you?
Someone's shouting. Someone ringing.
Yeah, the phone was going.
Sorry, Mum and Dad.
I'll put it down then.
Mum and Dad?
Nice.
Hello?
Yeah.
What just happened then, Rossi? They couldn't even know the phone.
They both picked up the phone at the same time. This is the most awkward phone call I have ever heard.
Oh, God, I don't want to start it again.
It takes about 4 minutes to get into the actual bit.
I just want to hear this beginning again. Hold on, have a listen.
Here we go.
Remember, they need money.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey, is that you?
Someone's shouting. Someone ringing.
Yeah, the phone was going.
Sorry, Mum and Dad.
I'll put it down then.
Mum and Dad?
Nice.
Hello?
Yeah?
Oh, it was me mum there.
Yeah. Is that you, Ross? Yeah, I'll get to pick up now. Hold on.
I need you on the phone as well.
All right. Sue? It's Ross. It's Ross. Can you pick up the phone? Just pick up the phone. Ross.
Sure, I'll put the phone down.
Hello?
No, Dad, don't put the phone down.
Why are you putting the phone down?
Don't put the phone down.
To speak to Ross.
Don't you want to speak to him?
Well, yeah, but you said he wanted to speak to you.
Oh, all right.
Hey, listen, Dad.
Hello?
Dad.
Hello?
Hi.
This is real, right? This is not like a prank. This is really happening.
This man's going to look after a hotel as Santa. Good luck.
Let's keep going.
Hi, Mum.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I
can hear you.
Yeah. Where's me dad gone now? I wanted you both on the phone.
Oh, did you? He's upstairs.
Well, you'll have to run upstairs.
I'll go and get him. Hang on. Bob, you wanted? He's coming. Yeah, I'm just rushing out to work. I've got a meeting this morning, so.
Thanks so much.
Oh, yeah.
I'm rushing out.
Is
everything okay?
Yeah, everything's all right. What's
up? Can you hear me? I can't hear you very well.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Right, I don't know how to put this on speakerphone.
All right, okay.
Shall I put it on speakerphone?
Yeah, is he there?
Yeah, he's coming now. Bob? He's here. I don't know how to put this on speakerphone. Yeah, he'll put it on. It's not very loud.
Oh, my.
Can you hear you now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, yeah. I can hear you now, yeah.
So, I have just got a message from the Fairmont. You are down to the last two to be Santa Claus.
Ah!
No.
The last two.
So cute.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Oh, isn't that fab?
Yep.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, have you?
Are you sure about that, or are you just having us on?
No, I'm sure. I'm 100% sure. I'm gonna forward you the email with all the details. But you're down to the last two people, okay? So it's you, Big Bad Bob, up against somebody else.
And what's he like? The one he's up against, you know?
I haven't seen him yet. No, I don't know. I haven't seen him, but. Yeah, so I'm going to forward you the email with all the details. There's certain dates that you have to travel between.
Yeah, all right, brilliant.
Okay.
Smashing.
Well,
oh, good news.
Yeah, let's...
All right, I'll put you back on to Dad.
All right. Hiya, son.
All right.
That's crazy.
I know.
I just went and got my beard trimmed the other week, because I thought, I don't know, going to call me now. Like,
oh, no. Well, I'm sure you can get a fake beard.
No, it's still long. But I mean, you can get a false beard anyway, can't you? Which you probably get.
So cute.
I mean, if I get it, I'm going to have to go and buy a suit, like, you know what I mean?
No, well, we'll sort something out. I know a couple of people here, Mr. Benz, they can sort you out.
That's interesting news, that. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well,
all right, son.
Good luck.
I'll let you get on, and great to hear from you.
Aww.
I'll see you later.
All right, son.
Bye.
Oh, give a round of applause.
I love that, Bob and Sue.
By far the best call I've heard in years, man.
Virgin Radio Time Saver Traffic. With McDonald's.
They should be paying him double. They should pay him double. Oh, my gosh, that phone call just to get him on the phone.
Is that about how it half is? An hour?
He reminds me of the actor that we just interviewed.
Gerard
he
looks Butler. Like
he reminds me of Gerard Butler's voice. Yeah,
Sean Connery. He's
oh my great. Gosh! It's down to him and another guy for the Santa Claus job at the Fairmont.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got to get it.
No, but the guys.
It's an international hunt.
Rossi is going home, and then his dad is going to be here.
Yeah. If he gets the job, he's going to be in Dubai on his own playing Santa Claus
with me mum. Yeah. They're going to be on the beach at the Fairmont Hotel. Stop moaning.
Wow. All right, there it is. We'll keep you updated on that one. 8:33. How are we looking?